Welcome back to Kettlebells and Cocktails. I'm John, back with my bestie, Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I've had a super busy day between work and the gym and just life. Just been busy, busy. So
it'd be like that.
Yeah, it is like that right now. It's it's crazy right now, but it's all good. I have my hot tea, not a cocktail. So I'm turning into an old lady and it's not even 8 p.m. yet. So
I feel you. I actually don't have room for a cocktail, like literally in my belly, because we had Hanukkah dinner tonight, my family.
Oh, Hanukkah. I love Hanukkah.
Hanukkah dinner. And I am literally so full of potato latkes that I feel like I could bust. Ooh. I had, because it was potato latkes for dinner. And then have you ever had kugel?
I live in the most Jewish area in the country. Come on. I've had kugel so many times. It's so good. I love it.
We literally, Jews literally were like, let's make dessert out of fucking pasta.
Yep.
Like we all are not stuffed enough at dinner. And then let's literally make a sweet pie out of noodles. Like that was a good idea.
It's amazing. There aren't more world champion Jewish marathon runners with as many carbs as you guys put down. It's really impressive.
It's like we're allergic to vegetables. And now because you really you've come home from Hanukkah dinner. My sweatshirt literally smells like latke, like smoke. Like the whole place was like lit up with the frying of the latkes, and now it's in my hair. Like I need to shower.
I love it so much. It occurred to me today that we're less than 60 days out from Wodapalooza and we're less than 90 days out from the open. And I'm like, I have got to get my shit together food wise, which is why I'm drinking tea tonight. No cocktail with you. Sorry. And then you're out there just busting down on potato latkes and kugel. Oh. So I'm jealous.
A good time to talk about our sponsor?
Yes.
Because I totally just outed myself for being way off my macros tonight. Whoops. Wah, wah.
No, I think it's good. Let's do it. Let's talk about RP because they can get you back on track. How about that?
That's true. RP is sponsoring our show. I am personally very grateful for that because this is now the third or fourth time that I've worked with them over the course of the last couple of years. They are a diet nutrition program. It is counting your macros, but they have a whole bunch of different ways that you can do it depending on what your goals are. Currently, they're hooking me up with a one-on-one coach to help me because I'm following their breastfeeding templates. It's really important for me to get back to my goals, but also maintain my milk supply. But man, do you want to lean out? Do you want to get strong? Do you want to work on your other type of performance? I followed RP when I was running New York City Marathon, my cardio training. They can just help you out with anything. Are you gonna look at your macros and stuff ahead of Wodapalooza, ahead of the open?
Yeah. I've been tracking. I've been keeping an eye on them, and you know, I'm trying to lean down a little. I'm a little heavier than I like to be, and I don't mean that like in a negative way. Like, I think there's a balance for athletes. I think this is where RP can help people, and where really any nutrition program, though, if you really follow it and track, can help. Is for me, like I kind of have a target weight where I feel really comfortable, and then a weight where I don't feel uncomfortable. But when I'm working out, I can tell I'm heavier, particularly when I'm doing, you know, burpees or you know, wall walks or handstand pushups or whatever. And so right now I'm trying to get down in a lean down phase because I'd like to go into Wodapalooza, you know, not waddling. So it'd be great.
Yeah. I think there's a big part of that look good, feel good that is part of real life. But anyway, if y'all want to try it, I do highly recommend it. You can use code KC10 and that'll save you 10% off of just about anything on the RP site, with the exception of one-to-one coaching. But if you want to splurge, I do highly recommend it. It's helping keep me on track, except for today. But I will say that the nice thing about having a coach is that you have someone in your corner to be like, hey, like you had a family event, or like, hey, you had Thanksgiving. Like, what is the big deal? Go eat your carbs, eat your kugel, and get back on it tomorrow. And it's nice to have that kind of support too. So
macros don't count on holidays, Nikki. They don't count.
Every day is a holiday then.
Hey, well, maybe I can't speak for that, but I was thinking about this the other day. Like I was counting the holidays and you know, how much time between now and Christmas, and I got to go to Mississippi, which is like Biscuit Fest 2021 and, you know, gravy and bacon. And then I started doing the math on it. I'm like, well, you know, if you have 3 meals a day between now and then, you're really only talking about 4 or 5 meals over this period of time. And we really start breaking down the math of it. It's not so intimidating. And I think it's where
it's really not. Yeah, it's true. And spoiler alert, we're going to have Nick Shaw on this show in a couple of weeks to talk about just that, because I think that people do look for a little bit of extra guidance around the holidays and like, how do I keep doing what I'm doing, or should I start, or should I wait? And so we're going to have him on to talk about it, because he's like he's the brains behind RP, also the abs behind RP.
Yeah. The last time we talked about RP, I complained and said that he's got to wear a loose fitting shirt because he's so big and ripped. It's going to make me feel bad about myself. And then our next guest tonight is Sean Sweeney, who's really big and makes me feel bad about myself. Sean, how you doing?
Well, I appreciate that vote of confidence. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Oh, dude, we've all seen you rip your shirt off at competitions. We know.
Hey, it's all cinematography. That's what it is. I'm really 130 pounds soaking wet.
You know what my first real experience with you, Sean, was? I was thinking about it tonight. I always try to think about like how I come in contact with athletes, or like my first like kind of when they're first visible to me. And it was, I'm friends with Jason and you know, Ben Smith, and you did an open announcement with them. And yeah. So I was watching because Jason was there, you know, and you come out and ripped as always, and you're handing out like signed autographs to yourself. I'm like, this guy's got balls, man. He's got signed photos and he's handing them out to the crowd. I'm like, this is awesome. This is what CrossFit needs. It was so good.
Dude, I totally did. So I brought, I've done that to pretty much any major event that I've gone to in the past few years. I bring signed posters of myself and I spam the shit out of people. And some people are freaking stoked and they're like, yeah, can I have one? And some people, I just like, if you do not take this right now, I'm going to shove it down your pants. Like, you better take this damn poster and smile. And I have like certain lines I'll say like, hey, take this now or I'm just using it as toilet paper. Like, I'll just say some stupid shit and people are like, and they just grab it. And what they do with it after, I have no idea. But Tommy Marquez still has a picture, one of my posters that he carries everywhere with him in his backpack. And I thought that was hilarious because it was some random event that I caught him at. And he's like, hang on, I have to show you something. And he pulled out a poster from like freaking way long back. And I thought it was pretty amazing. So maybe a couple people. You know what? We've got a special relationship, I think, you know? Yeah, kind of like John. I was his first too.
Yeah, you never forget your first.
It's been pretty cool lately, man. I got this. She's digging at me here. I've got this new little puppy around here. She wants to say hi to the world. But it's been a pretty little bit. This past few months has been, it's been a wild past few months for me. And it's been a huge like change of pace from what I am typically used to. And it's been really cool, man. So it's been really kind of a neat time in my life so far.
Yeah, I feel like right now, or especially recently, I feel like we're kind of in the middle of a little bit of a turnover where CrossFit as a competitive sport has been around for just long enough where we're seeing people who have been in it for a little while. I'd call you one of the OGs, like you've been around for a little while, kind of helped bring the sport of CrossFit to where we know it today with your fitness, with your personality, with all that stuff. And now, you know, it's been kind of long enough where you're figuring out, man, what is the next thing that I need to do in my life? And for anyone listening who doesn't know, you're no longer really in the competition scene. So yeah, tell us a little bit about what that decision has been like and what's been going on in your life since.
Well, I guess so. Everybody gets into competitive CrossFit for different reasons, or I guess gets into it and then stays in it for different reasons. I got into it because I loved it and I wanted to see if I could make it to the games and, you know, be one of those guys. And when I did, then I was like, well, hell, I want to do that again. And I want to do better and I want to get better and so on. And so I kept going, but unlike a lot, I think I'd say the majority of people go into the games. And I feel like the mentality of games athletes is if you're not there to win, then why be there at all? And I actually have a different mentality to that just because I feel like I'm extremely realistic. And the goals that I do set for myself, I fully expect to make. I don't set bullshit goals. You know, I set attainable goals and then I really work to reach those. And for me, competing was never my number one priority. So I own and operate CrossFit gym. At one point I had 10 gyms. I've had 2 gyms. I've done all sorts of goofy shit with gyms and I love that. So the gyms is my helping other people with their fitness. Being a coach is priority one. Me exercising quickly and getting a 45 minute workout done in 30 minutes is priority two. And I feel like as I had that in the back of my mind is that I was, as much as it was like, okay, I'm not going to, I know I can't expect to win the games with the amount that I'm training. Like you can't, you know, on some days I might only sleep for 4 hours, 5 hours. And then, you know, I coach like tonight, is today Tuesday? Yeah. Tonight, mm-hmm. I'm going to go coach after this. And then I coach till 8 o'clock. Then I clean the gym. I'm the janitor and everything too. My wife and I are, so we do literally everything now. And then I get home at, you know, 8:30, 9, 8:45, something like that, eat dinner. And then I'll wake up on Wednesday at 3:45 and then come coach the morning classes. So with that's with like that being the priority, I knew that I wasn't going to win the games, but I also wanted to be as good as I possibly could. So it wasn't just like an out of, oh, well, I'm just kind of here to participate. Like nobody at that level is just winging it at that point. But I didn't know how long I had in me to do that. I knew that my goal was to make sure that the business didn't fall behind because of the time I was putting in training and kind of vice versa. And that my whole point was to really bring a new aspect into fitness, which I definitely have kind of a different personality, you know, and I kind of bring that little bit of whatever the goofiness, I guess, to the floor. And I wanted to kind of build a legitimate brand and to be able to launch my own program. Why would anyone care if just Sean Sweeney opened a program if I was just a random dude? You know, programs online are a dime a dozen. So I wanted to be able to kind of establish my brand and bring some validity to that. And then at some point transition. And I really didn't know how many years and what that was going to look like. But I did know this year when I started this season, I was like, this is definitely it. I was kind of getting, I won't say burnt out about fitness because I just trained a bunch that I didn't have to today. Like I still train every day and I love training and I almost yacked. I mean, I pushed myself hard today. It's not like I was burnt out on training. I was ready to really start pursuing the business side of it. And I felt like it was time. My wife and I just got married. We've been together for 7 years and change now. And we just got married. I know I took a while to propose.
I'm like, girl stuck with you through
I proposed that after whole time. 5 years. I proposed after 5 years.
No.
So it wasn't too bad. I mean, it wasn't a decade and it wasn't common law. I beat common law by like a few months. So that's a plus. Right. I did that and I was like, I know that we're trying currently, trying to start a family and whatnot. Yay. So I was like really excited to start really pushing the business. So I made that choice to retire, quasi retire. So I won't be chasing the game season, but I really think that it's different than fully retiring. So I'm going to stay in really good shape. I'll still hit some like John, you're hitting the Wadapalooza and you're not training gnarly full year round, you know, and I want to be able to do that as well. Instead of like the games track, you know, I would be technically right now, I'd be ramping stuff up pretty significantly in this December. And so from, you know, December till August, you are balls to the wall training and it's a huge priority and the field just gets better and better. So the more, you know, every year, more time and effort is required to be at the top. So that was too much for me to be able to do and really start running with this online program. So I still will hit the off, you know, the one off, I'll hit the events, like not the CrossFit game season, but I'll still maybe Wadapalooza or Rogue or whatever. I'll go and do those and hopefully still be at kind of the top level of that, is the goal. But then once the Masters comes around, I think a lot of like individual athletes, for some reason, kind of like say they feel like the Masters is not cool or something. They're like, no, I'm not going to do the Masters. They're going to have to fucking kick me out of the Masters. I'm going to be in that damn. I will. I swear to God, I legitimately would not be surprised if I was competing at the CrossFit Games for decades. I just have, once I hit that 35 bracket, and who knows, maybe by then, if we have kids and, you know, the business is going well and stuff like that, who knows, maybe I qualify for the regular individual division and go and do that again. Maybe I do the Masters, but I think the competing is just kind of, I want to continue it to be a passion of mine and not a job of mine. And I think it's a big difference between like me and Fraser. Number one, he's way better at CrossFit than I am. But number two is it was a straight up job. Like if he didn't place X or if he didn't win, like that's his livelihood. For me, right, it's a fucking hobby. I was losing 20 grand a year plus competing in CrossFit. It cost me like over 20 grand per year to compete in CrossFit. That's for fun. You can't say you're doing that for a profession. So for me, it's always been because I love doing it. So I think that the longevity of doing something because you love it is a lot more than turning it into a full blown, this is what I have to do job. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to still be around in the competition deal. Just, we'll call this a pause. That's what we'll call this.
Let me just tell you from current experience that there's a reason I now understand. There's a reason why they call it a dad bod. And it's because when you first have kids, y'all don't have no time to work out no more. So let me just throw that out there. If that's on the agenda, you may be taking a smaller break from competition that you planned. I'm just saying, if y'all think, maybe, you don't sleep now, like, oh, you got home at 9 and you have to like wake up at 3:45 to go, that really sucks. Yeah, but we'll try waking up every 90 minutes in between that, and that's, dude, having a new kid. So
I am legit terrified of that.
Yeah,
like that's gonna be some rough business for sure. That's serious. But I don't know. I mean, tell that to freaking Annie Thor's daughter. Tell her that she should be not performing well. That shit's crazy.
That doesn't make sense to me. It truly doesn't.
You'll find a way. I remember when my girls were little, I just started CrossFit.
Did I just pause?
And I don't know. Did we pause?
Did we lose them?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, here we go.
Hello? Are you back?
I think I'm back.
There you go.
Ah, I think my Wi-Fi just had a weird fritz.
When your girls were young, you what now?
Yeah, well, no, I was just saying, you know, he'll find a way. Like when my girls were little, I just started CrossFit, but they were like, I want to say 6 and I don't know, then maybe younger than that, even maybe like 4 and 6. And I remember taking them to the gym with me and just stick them under a table and like sit there and don't move while daddy works out. And then halfway through the workout, one of them would wander out into a dangerous area and I'd have to run over mid-wad and get them. Like, you find a way, you know, it gets
better. Yeah. Yeah,
I think the cool thing about, especially with being in like an affiliate, you know, obviously we have the gym here and we have tons of kids that are in the gym, like tons of parents bring their infants into the gym and toddlers and whatever, all sorts of ages, age ranges of kids in the gym. And the cool thing about that and the whole CrossFit community, and I'm sure most gyms are like this, is we don't have a babysitter or like a daycare professional or something like that, kids' room. But if a kid's causing a ruckus or doing whatever, other members, it's just kind of like part of the tribe, you know, and they help out with that. And it's kind of like this whole cool community that really helps out with that. So I think, because the funny thing, I mean, I guess I always think this is kind of funny. They're like, man, when you think about your friends, like all of our friends are our damn gym members, you know, like they're legit, like that's our friends. And it's just like, so like all these people are just our friends, which we're super fortunate to have. So I'm hoping that, because this is just our life anyways, we live at the damn gym and we, you know, this is our whole circle. I'm hoping that we find a pretty solid way to be able to do that. And my wife and I are really fortunate too, is that this is all that we do. That we're unfortunate because we're broke, but we are very fortunate because we get to do everything together, and we get to be at the gym together all the time. So I have a feeling we'll be able to make it work.
You will.
So
you will.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. I think I'll try to keep my ass in shape. We'll see. Uh-huh. Even if I have to run with that little bastard. Paul, push that stroller down the highway and we'll do some running.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You'll get really good at like baby wearing while you coach.
Yeah.
That's the move right there, is like, who needs daycare or sitter? If you're coaching all day, you just strap that kid in. He's like on you like a little tree frog.
We are going to have to do that, because like I can't now. Obviously, when you don't have kids, you don't. There's so much shit that you don't know, and I know that my stepsister was telling me. So she had she has twins and then a single. So her single was first. Aria was first, and then the twins, James and Jacob, were second. They were a couple, 3 years, 2 years, 3 years behind, something like that, and whatever it was. She had three of them in daycare. And the amount of money that costs in daycare, I will find a way to do it. Because that, no way, man. Dude. That's crazy. Uh-huh. That's criminal what daycare costs.
When my kids got out of daycare, it was like getting a significant raise. Like, it is it is not inexpensive.
It will be almost as much as my mortgage for 3 days a week.
Oh my God. So the next thing is the clothes. So we went and bought one of our members and friends just had a kid, and right before that she just had her boy, we went and bought like some onesies. It's like some little onesies, and we're gonna buy little shoes. Dear God.
Okay,
the clothes and stuff, are you fucking kidding me?
So Let me make a recommendation. First of all, like, I don't know about you, but like a bunch of my friends are pregnant, having kids or whatever around the same time. So we just have this like little moving like train of shit that goes from like one house to another, to another, to another. So like I have bought almost nothing because everything has been a hand-me-down, and I am here for it. Like, I don't need brand new anything because the kid's only going to wear it three times before. I unpacked 0 to 3 shit to put 3 to 6 in the drawers a week ago. There was shit I unpacked that he's never worn.
Really?
But yeah, because you don't like, because I had a drawer full of like 50 short sleeve onesies because they were all hand-me-downs. And I'm like, there's not even enough days that he's going to be in this size to wear them all because they grow so fast. So number one is take the hand-me-downs. Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's really neat. So how are you doing with that? How are you doing with the time to try to like get your fitness in, your sanity? Like what's up? How's that been?
Surviving. I actually feel like right now we're kind of hitting our stride. Like he's 4 months. Like I finally feel like it's not weird that we have a baby. I finally feel like not nervous handling him. Like he can hold his own head up. Like, and my postpartum is like doing pretty much cleared out and doing really well. And like all the good stuff. So I feel like most days we're hitting our stride in this whole like parenting thing. We're making it to the gym, or like I'll go to one class and Matt will come to the other class and he'll like put the baby in the car and then we'll just like switch cars and I'll take the baby home. You know, like we've like figured out the swapsies. But I mean, and I should say this too, he's sleeping like 6 hours at a time before waking up, which is great for everyone except for my boobs. But other than that, I wake up and I'm like, what are these boulders that are leaking all over the bed? It's so weird. But then there's still days where he doesn't. He wakes up every 2 hours and I'm like, fuck my life. I'm not going to the gym today. I just need to nap. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I thought that puppy was a lot of work, so I guess I'm in for it. Yeah. Well, that's really cool, man. I know that, let's see. So you're doing Wadapalooza, John?
No. I'm spectating Wadapalooza. I needed to correct. I'm glad you brought that. I was going to have to correct you.
Dude, you were totally selling it. You were selling it that you were going there, eyes on the prize, ready to rock.
No. I was saying I needed to go fit because, you know, much like you're handing out photos, I take a lot of photos when I'm there. And I say that humbly.
Well.
And I've also I do kind of have my eyes on, we've been talking about doing the gauntlet and doing it with Heber and Mars and Sean and Tommy and, you know, kind of all those peeps. And
wait, you are?
Yeah, you're doing it with me. What do you mean you are? Yeah, your ass is doing it too.
I'm doing it too.
Yeah. Oh, I figured if you couldn't, I'd make Ben do it. But either way, I'm doing the gauntlet. And I'm going to do it with those. I'm trying to do it with those guys. And so I need to be.
Yo, that gauntlet is like, isn't that like the, that's like the power hour somewhere. It's like five Metcons in an hour.
Yeah,
is that
hard?
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. Dude, it looks gnarly. I know. Cause when I was there, I've competed there quite a few times and, I always saw like the programming for that power, whatever the gauntlet. And I was just like, dear God. That's a lot. Like that's a very significant amount of fitness in a very short amount of time. That's pretty serious.
Too much. Much fitness.
I'll scale it. You know, I'm not a masochist.
I would do it scaled.
Yeah. I'll scale where I need to scale. I mean, come on, I'm 51 years old. I'm not going to go out there and kill myself to compete with Heber. I mean, if I got injured competing with Heber, I'd never live with myself. Like, come on.
Dude, speaking of Heber, that dude's starting to get jacked.
He's fit as fuck.
Yeah. Did you like see like, it's crazy, you know, because back years ago, he was very different. You know, he's getting freaking in shape. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. They're cool. They're taking those supplements they're hawking all the time for Frazier. What's the Podium? Is that what it's called?
Podium.
Free ad spot for Frazier there. Go buy Podium, I guess.
Train like a champion. Isn't that right?
What a great endorsement. Go buy Podium, I guess.
Hey, they haven't sent me any. I don't know if it's any good or not. I've said forever, like, you know, this was their idea. The Buttery Bros came up with it. I'm like, well, if I want science-based supplements, I'm definitely going to the Buttery Bros. I mean, come on. You know?
I bet that they hired whoever to actually get whatever is actually necessary in there.
No, I'm just busting their balls. They did. There's real dudes that put that up and, you know, the bros are part of it and they're smart guys. I'm just busting their balls, but.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you what, the most impressive thing, I mean, that's what branding will do for you. Like, God, if only I could have won the games five times, then my Cowboy Way program would just be a hit. But did you know when they launched and they were in every GNC in the country?
Yep.
That's fucking nuts.
That's
nuts. Good for them. That's crazy. Hell yeah. Like, talk about a start. Like, that's knocking the doors down. That's pretty cool. But
that's epic. As someone who works full time in marketing, that is like, getting that kind of a deal and getting that kind of visibility is like, that's longevity for your brand. That's really important. Here. And that's what I feel like a lot of specifically CrossFitters, because it's a little bit of a younger sport, are missing in terms of thinking about that type of longevity, which Sean, it's cool to hear that you have that business mindset going into it, being like, what do I need to do to establish my brand so that people know who I am, so they trust me enough so that I can train them or coach them or come up with whatever? Like that's a level of business acumen that is kind of missing, I feel like. I'm glad that you have that to establish yourself, and your wife, set up your family. Like, that's important.
Well, thanks. You know, I think that, speaking of that, kind of like as a business-wise, I feel like it's crazy that I'm the first one to do this. And I'm also kind of surprised that after I kind of announced that I was doing what I'm doing, that more people didn't follow suit, but whatever, hopefully we can help more and more people. But so the part of that program, like I have an online program, it's a cross program. There's a million out there. My program's good. Tons of people can write good programs. You know, there's a lot of them. So why do you choose one or the other? Right, a lot of them. Okay, well, I choose Matt Frazier's because he won. That's really cool. Or I follow Comptrain and I follow whatever Misfit, or I follow a million freaking programs. So kind of what I wanted to do differently, because I feel like you can't stand out with just the program. You can if you are really trying to capture your elite audience. And your main focus is like, hey, this is the best possible program. And I'm doing one-on-one training. And I've got seven games athletes and stuff like that. I have no fucking interest in that whatsoever. I just don't. My interest is in the general public, which the general public, if when I say that, people might discount and say, oh, that's for only unfit people. Absolutely not. So I think the general public is everybody except the people that are dedicating their lives to training. So if you are dedicating your life to try to be a CrossFit Games athlete, there is no templated program on the planet that would work for you. If you're trying to dedicate that much time and energy to being at the tip of the spear, you simply put, need to be in contact with your coach every single day, multiple times a day. It has to be 100% personalized program. Like everything has to be tailored for you specifically. You have to have great, you know, feedback from your coach. Like it's an extremely high level of communication that's required for that. No templated program would work. So when I say the masses, I mean everybody except games athletes. If you're, so that's what I mean by that. So I have incredibly fit people on the program, but nobody gives, the thing that I always have found funny is that nobody gives the little guys hookups. So the celebrities or the big names or the, you know, people who have it made, quote unquote, are the people who get free shit and get hooked up all the time. Like if Matt Frazier walked into X CrossFit gym, they'd say, you don't have to pay here. Let's give you a shirt and a sweatshirt. Let's give you all this stuff. When homeboy is got more money than anybody else in that some bitch, and he should be paying double, you know, like he should be helping them out, but it goes the other fucking way around. It doesn't make sense to me. So I wanted to create this program that helps out extra Joe Schmo or Karen or whatever, whoever it is. I want to help out everybody. And so when I created this business model, I created, so 20% of all of our revenue, which is not an incredible amount now, but as it grows, it's going to obviously get more significant, goes back to the members. So just a couple of days ago, I booked a trip to the Fitness Experience. One of our members lives in Idaho and is going to Fitness Experience. She messaged me and was like, hey, do you know of anyone who's going? Can you help out with any lodging? I was like, nah, I don't know anyone that's going and needs like roommates or whatever, but let me get your plane tickets. So I booked her plane tickets. And then one of our other members, messaged me and said, hey man, my gym closed down, and he's a highway patrol officer out in Missouri. He's like, hey man, gym closed down, trying to build this garage gym. Do you know where I can find good used bumper plates? I'm like, no, like I wish, but those things don't exist. And so I was like, but let me hook you up. And I sent him some plates from Rogue. And I sent over an Echo bike to Germany. I did this raffle once. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to pull these names out of the hat of everyone in our group. Whatever name I pull out, I send an Echo bike to. Pull out fucking Germany. And I had to pay in euros. And the shit, so it was like a $1,400 Echo bike instead of an $800 Echo bike. That was a nice treat. It's like, oh, but it was so cool that I sent it to Germany. And he's still in our program today. But that's all pretty cool because our program is only $29 a month for the full program. Or you can do like the single focus tracks for $15 a month. And these guys, you know, pay $29 a month and they're getting, you know, hundreds of dollars of stuff sent to them just because that's part of the plan. And I'm really excited about that. Cause I mean, by obviously it's good for me. Cause the more that the business grows, 80% grows, you know, the other part of that grows and that's more income for me, which is cool. But I, to be honest, I'm less excited about that than I am. I can't freaking wait to send out like 10 grand a month to the members and have like a gnarly bank account set up to just hook up all of our members and just send out equipment on the regular. And like, it's going to be a self-evolving machine. Like once this thing starts gaining momentum, which it is starting to, because I just started putting all my focus into this 2 months ago, month and a half, Nice. Somewhere. Yeah. So yeah. And we already have like 70 people on the program right now, which I'm really excited about. And as that grows, I mean, it's going to become a pretty cool, it's going to be really cool. I mean, there's so many things that we can do with that. And I can't wait to just really help out. And then maybe we'll be able to strike something with like an equipment company that'll, you know, give us like hookups because we're sending people out. Like there's so many opportunities that we have. And I'm really excited for this next little chapter that we've got going on.
Sean, how much of that idea was born out of the fact that you had to pay so much of your own way in this sport?
You know, a lot, actually. I'd say a lot. So I guess that there's obviously no money competing in CrossFit unless you're in the top competitors, which you have to be top like three, you know, cause you can take, don't quote me, I don't have this down for an absolute fact, but I'm pretty sure if you take fifth of the CrossFit games, you only win like 40 grand. So you can be fifth, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's in the ballpark. But let's just say that's correct. Let's say it's 50 grand. Let's say fifth gets you 50 grand. That's like a relatively low paying day job, and you're fifth in the world. Like, there's not many people that are making a living off of that in CrossFit. So no matter what, it's not a high paying job unless you're super popular on Instagram or social media and you're marketing it that way. Cause some of the most profitable CrossFitters haven't even made the games yet. Like, that's crazy to me. That's freaking nuts. But that's the way it is. If you're super hot and you work it on the gram, like, in comes the nickels. And
that's what I'm missing.
Unfortunately, I know. Unfortunately, I'm not super hot and I'm not working the gram. So, you know what?
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, yes.
I'm fucking this right up. But I did. But I mean, for me, luckily, I have a really cool support system. My family is awesome. My mom in particular has been like an incredible supporter of me with my fitness, and my entire family has been hugely supportive of me. So I, by no means have I like been from the school of hard knocks or something like that. But as I go through this, I just noticed the people that are the most passionate, that are putting in the most amount of the work, that are giving the most to our community, that are buying everything. You know, they've got the Whoop subscription, they're buying the new freaking Nanos, they're going to the level ones, they're pumping all the money in. They're the, you know, essentially the backbone of our community, and nobody helps those guys out. And if you send, you know, if you send a high profile person an echo bike, they're just like, oh yeah, it's a cool echo bike, dude, this company sent me. Send you know, your everyday guy who just loves CrossFit, that, you know, you send him an echo bike. How big of an impact is that? It's way different. That fucker will tell everyone on the planet Earth and will be so stoked and will kiss that damn echo bike seat every time he got done with his bike sprints. Yeah, it's just a totally different thing. And so I really wanted to bring that to the space. And
that's cool.
The next thing that I'm bringing to it is the in-person touch. So I do every single person, and you know, if this will be a great problem to have if it explodes, but currently I do like the gym, I'm the freaking janitor and bookkeeper and everything. So with our online program, every single member, when they sign up for a free trial, I send them a message, give them the rundown. I send them my personal cell phone number. Everybody has a direct line of contact with me through the app and my cell phone personally. I write every single word of the, I don't have any, it's not like I got a fucking assistant or something. Like, I write the programming, I input it, I do everything. So literally every video, I've created every single movement demo video, like I've done everything is legitimately me, which I think is also different than other programs. So many of them, like, and I'm not going to call people out, but so many of them have X large names program. They don't even know what the fucking program is. You know what I mean? They outsource, have a million different coaches, and go ahead and try to get a hold of that person. And I just never want to reach that point. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure if I blew up and had 10,000 members, obviously I'm going to need some help, but we'll cross that bridge.
You need a new goddamn cell phone is what you're going to need. You need a work line.
But it would be, but so I think that, you know, being organic like that, I think is really, really important to me. Also, as I was coming up in CrossFit, I've never had like big name sponsors and stuff. And I've legitimately have done that on purpose. Let's not pretend that people are offering me six figure contracts and shit. So let's not make it sound that cool. But I have turned down some significant sponsorships because I just didn't resonate with that brand. And I didn't want, I never, ever, ever, ever want someone to be like, yo, I saw that, you know, CrossFit Cowboy, Sean Sweeter, however they call me, says, you know, said that I should try this product out. And I tried it and it fucking sucked. Like, that's not worth $1,000 to a month or $3,000 a month. It's not worth anything to me. Like, if you are selling your word, which is unfortunate that so many people that are athletes have had to do, is they're just peddling bullshit for that monthly income to try to be able to support their, you know, their dream of being a full-time athlete. And fortunately for me is that that was never my priority. So I didn't have to do that. I always had the gym as my main income source that was helping that. Well, I guess only income source. It sure, certainly wasn't from fucking CrossFit. So
that's no, been I totally really cool. Understand that. Cause we've, yeah. We've been there too, John, like not like he said, not like anyone's offering us six figure contracts, but we've, especially for the podcast, been like, we got to try this. We got to like it if we're ever going to really talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we turned down that Nike deal and, you know, yeah, but,
but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we no,
talk,
no.
We don't need to talk about that at all. You know, Sean, it's interesting listening to you. I think what you're describing has a real good shot at blowing up. You mentioned earlier about your brand. I'll tell you what I think your brand is, and it'll be your job to go back and figure out how to leverage it. I think your brand is joy and enthusiasm. And for two reasons, you know, I don't know you that well. And, you know, I've seen you at live competitions and I obviously follow you online. And I know people's online life is different than their real life, but I've seen you in person and I think yours is pretty close. And the one thing I've always liked about you is you have this, you seem to have this like joy and gusto for life that a lot of people don't have that I think really resonates with people, including the people that are going to pay you for these subscriptions, by the way. So I think you got to find a way to leverage that. And this, the enthusiasm piece, like you can hear it right here on the podcast. Like Nikki asked you one question, you talked for 20 minutes, like, which is great.
That's a great. I told you I'm long-winded.
No.
You did say it. You did say it.
But it's a great, that's a great thing. It means you're really passionate about what you're doing. So if you can find a way to translate that into this personal connection you're talking about, I think you're onto something that others aren't willing to do, because that is, for me, I think that's the difference with most people within social media and programming and running a business, is they're willing to put in the hard work, but they're not necessarily willing to put in the hard work around the personal connections you need to make it really work. Mm-hmm. And I think you have that. You just had to figure out how to leverage it. I don't know how to tell you how to leverage it. I'm just the idea guy. That.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, you know, one thing, so I guess another way to do that is that, you know what, shaking hands, like being in person is a big deal. So I just, the pickup, my man just got this, bought this new pickup that I can't afford, and getting on the road a lot. So we've got that toy hauler. I'm always out. I don't know if you follow me on social media, you've probably seen it, but I always do camp and drive the Razor in this toy hauler anyways, loaded up with equipment and going to do these live, like in-person, we're going to call them the Cowboy Way training days. And our first one so far, we haven't promoted one yet because they're selling out before, like to the gym members, because we're doing it locally. So our first one is in Reno on January 15th. And we're just doing the capping at 30 people, and it'll be a training day. So we're just going to do, we'll do a gymnastic based piece. We'll do a monostructural or an engine based piece. We'll do a strength based piece, and then we'll do a Metcon. And so we'll kind of have like two separate sessions. I'm going to bring ropes and dummies. We'll teach people how to rope during the run lunch break and fuck around that way. And it's just going to be a really kind of like same thing. Like exactly. We're going to bring joy and enthusiasm and do hard fitness, teach people valuable skills and lessons that applies to their fitness, but not be so in a, I'm better than you, this is the way, fucking holy grail thing. This is going to be a, hey, this shit's supposed to be fun. You can also be pretty good at it. Let's do this. And I'm really excited to do that. So we're going to be doing that. The, what we, my wife and I have committed to once a month, and, we'll see. Hopefully she's going to be, you know, growing one of these things at some point here. And I'm sure that'll adjust her deal. But I think we'll still be able to make it work. I mean, just because if at that point she does get pregnant, it's not like it means she's immobile, hopefully. So I'm really excited to do that and to really bring that in person to people. Cause same exactly, like, you know, if you're just a regular gym member that goes to X CrossFit gym and, you know, one of these, you know, some X CrossFit Games athlete comes in and helps you fitness and like really kind of brings this human element to it. That's another draw to go to that program. Like, oh wait, and they'll like, part of the whole plan of this program is to help me with my fitness needs financially. Like, fucking sign me up. Like, I just can't imagine it not working. And I think that's a really important piece whenever you're going to do something. Like, if you're going to stand up and you know, you walk up to your barbell, if you're going to go for a heavy snatch, if you don't think it's going to work, it's not going to fucking work. But if you step up to that bar and you know, like, this is going to work, I'm going to make it happen, and you trust that and you really run with it, you make the lift more often than not. Yeah. So I think that's how I'm kind of approaching this, is that it's a success story waiting to happen, and it just needs a little elbow grease, and we're about to put her in.
Well, speaking of your training days, you have to go train people. Like right now.
I do.
You have to go train people.
It's 5:21. Oh yeah. So we got about 10 minutes until I roll in. All right. Well, I got to get these guys rolling here pretty quick.
You should.
I should, but hey, thank you guys for having me on. Appreciate it.
No, it's been super fun, Sean. And you know, anything Nikki and I can do to help, you know, I know you'll have a lot of stuff coming up, but you know, any way we can assist or help, let us know and keep us updated. I'm really excited to, you know, we've been talking about this a lot with athletes recently about, you know, their transition into quote unquote the real world and, you know, taking on kind of new roles within CrossFit. And I've been kind of contending recently that I think CrossFit athletes are going to be much better business owners than kind of the average Joe. And so I'm going to be interested to see how you guys prove me right. So keep us updated. I think it'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Where can people go? Where can people go if they want to learn more, sign up for your program, that good stuff?
Go on to Cowboy Way Athlete on Instagram or CrossFit Cowboy 45. So one's my personal page, one's the program's page. And then just link in bio on both of those. Just go to link in bio and it's really straightforward. It'll take you to the website. You get 7 days for free. Always get 7 days for free. Try that out. No commitments. Don't have to sign the dotted line or put a ring on it or nothing. So give it a shot.
Perfect. All right. And I want my autograph photo soon. So whenever we're...
You know what? I think we could make that work. I heard there's a mail service around.
All right. I'll put it behind me in the next page. When it arrives, I'll put it behind me for the show. It'd be great. You can just stare over my shoulder the whole time.
That's what I'm talking about. I got one. My old coach, he was my coach since 2013 till I retired. Best guy ever. His girlfriend, we always brings like the Sean heads and the posters and all the shit, and she hides them around his apartment, and one of them's in his bathroom when he takes a shit. It's staring him in the eyeballs. I fucking
amazing.
Love it. So I'll send you two, one for there, one for your bathroom, John.
Perfect. I would love to make eye contact with you while I'm pooping. That would be great. That would be
great.
Awesome.
Amazing.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Nikki, fun as always seeing you, my dear. Give baby Hunter my love.
I will.
And for everyone listening, appreciate you guys joining, and we will chat with you guys soon.